This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Hug and permission to take a deep breath. Ooh, and exhale. I'll tell you what, some dark days and some dark news as we kick this door open. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney. Hope in your nook or cranny, wherever you hail from, even Canyon, you're doing okay. You're doing well, in fact. But the president and the first lady are both waiting on results of COVID-19 tests. Yes, they've had them before, but now it's close to home. And the reason it's close to home is because somebody very close to the president tests positive for COVID-19. Hope Hicks, who couldn't be any tighter with the president and his crew, has it. So now the president and the first lady and those very close to them are quarantining because of that test. I mean, that's what you do, right? Hicks traveled with the president several times during this week. So earlier in the week, she was with him. And I know you probably have heard the name. She is definitely the right-hand woman, or one of them, certainly, along with Jared Kushner advisors, etc., family advisors, very close to the family. She served as the president's 2016 campaign spokesperson. From the beginning of his candidacy, she was there. She was the White House communications director, and then she took a job at Fox News in 2018, but then she came back to the White House and came back into the role of counselor to the president. The president told Sean Hannity in an interview he did on Thursday night that he and the first lady were tested. They learned about Hope Hicks and just, as I said, they were waiting to find out what the results were. And, he said, who knows? We spend a lot of time with Hope, so we'll see what happens. He later tweeted that in the meantime, they're going to begin that quarantine process. And what does that look like? In practice, it's one thing in theory, but in practice, what does it look like? I guess he's canceling all Friday events, canceling some things into the weekend, including a campaign rally in Florida. And, you know, the president said she could have contracted it from members of the military or law enforcement. And it's hard when you're with people from the military or law enforcement and they come over to you. They want to hug you. They want to kiss you because we really have done a good job for them. That's what the president said. He said, you get close, things happen. I was surprised to hear with Hope, but she's a warm person with them. She knows there's a risk. She's young. That's what he said. And again, for the interest of specificity, she did travel with him to Pennsylvania for the rally last Saturday, to Cleveland for the first presidential debate Tuesday, and to Minnesota for another campaign rally on Wednesday. So she was there the whole time. Very, very close contact with the president, and that's it. So we'll see how this all unfolds from here, especially because in the beginning of, you know, the novel coronavirus, the president has faced massive criticism for refusing to encourage widespread mask wearing, which a lot of health officials got at odds with him, saying that they said it would make a difference. He said it wouldn't have necessarily made a significant difference. And you know the stories from there. So this would be interesting to see what this would do to the polls, because now it's all polls, all the every moment of our lives, getting closer and closer to November 3rd. Because, my friends, we are almost there. I mean, we're almost at that month point when it comes to this election. So this is a very, very big story and one to watch, of course. 208,000 people have died of coronavirus in the United States. That's out of 7.31 million cases. For all of our friends listening across the globe, big hugs to you, too, as well. We've been talking to you many, many times, Author's Corner and several other things we do on the show. 1.2 million deaths worldwide, cases 34.2 million. That's where we sit at this point. Arguments over vaccines, arguments over the timing of it, arguments over reopening on a wider scale. People and the airlines and not flying, and the airlines having to furlough as they wait to see what happens with the House and the relief. The House Democrats, in fact, passed a $2.2 trillion virus aid with no Republican support, none whatsoever. It was it wasn't a bipartisan deal. So they rolled forward. The White House is not on board with the $2.2 trillion price tag. Mitch McConnell, the Senate Majority Leader, says it's outlandish, although Democrats reduced the cost of the proposal by over $1 trillion since May, because it was much higher than that. Bottom line is the House definitely slants Democratic, at least with numbers. So the House vote was 214 to 207. No Republican voted for the Democratic plan. 18 Democrats voted no. Many of them are kind of the moderates from swing states who have been urging Nancy Pelosi to bring a bipartisan proposal to the House floor. The president's team is suggesting $1.6 trillion. In the response, the White House said they would not get on board with the $2.2 trillion plan. Thus, the airlines, the furloughs, all that stuff, the money that's missing for a lot of people, not there, not approved, not going anywhere. Not going anywhere. Because remember, Congress and the White House approved the $3 trillion earlier in the year, but Steve Mnuchin, as well as members of Congress, actually from both parties, have argued more stimulus is needed. But it's a question of what's attached and how much. And that's the thing. Where really the Democrats and the Republicans are differing is over how much money to state and local governments. Democrats are asking for a child tax credit and stronger worker safety protections, health care provisions in there, help for small businesses, and some of that does not wash with what the Republicans want. Kayleigh McEnany, who's the White House spokesperson every day, she's the one who leads the press briefing, said the Democratic proposal is not a serious offer. So let's see where this goes now. Because it's not going to go anywhere. I mean, November 3rd, right, where this is the last gasp effort for this to happen, because we're getting closer and closer to November 3rd. So tens of millions of Americans and businesses, including the airlines, which I mentioned, have done the furloughing thing. They're doing it right now. Stick with us. I'm hopping the fence. I'll meet you there.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
Oh, you have mail, mistress.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
All right, thanks to all of you. I always get a ton of mail. You can flip me your thoughts, Kate at katedelaneyradio.com, Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. This one from Chris, who says, "Kate, classic, listening to what happened with Chris Wallace in the first debate. Why in the hell even have the other two debates? Listen, I am a diehard conservative. I know who I'm voting for. I don't need to see any more of this nonsense or display. Frankly, neither one of them looked good, and we didn't get any new information that somehow turns us in different directions. I agree with you. Most people know who they're voting for, except for some independents who are probably looking for some kind of information that will completely rock their world and make them change their mind. Not likely. I think it's a waste of time. Why even bother to do the town hall or do the one after that unless they make some kind of a change? And I don't see how that's going to happen. Yeah, I don't think see how that's going to happen. I don't. But I don't think the election commission is calling it a day. I don't think they're throwing in the towel. But, you know, would Biden back off? No, he's just going to keep moving forward. And I don't know that the president would do that then. So what is interesting is the timing. If he does test positive for COVID-19, although if you look at the debate schedule and where we're at, because now we have swung into October, no fooling, can you believe it? It feels like a trick to me, not a treat. Ha-ha. And, of course, we'll save all the Halloween humor for another time. But here's the thing. Looking at the debate schedule, it does reek of why are we doing this? And if you're the election committee and you think, well, the 15th, you got another one, right? And that's 2 weeks. The the 22nd. Then after that, you got one on the 22nd. And of course, there's the VP debate on the 7th. There's not going to be, it's not going to get canceled. But what's it going to look like the second time around? You know, I mean, you're going to have people in there. So this, that's going to change it a little bit. I don't know that it softens anything, though. Oh, I don't see it. Okay, so let's move to this one, and this is from Joe, who emails us a ton on this show. Hey, Joe. And Joe says, looking at that vaccine info, Katie Delaney, and I got to say, I heard you mention Moderna, and I know that you were high on what they were able to come up with, but even they're being cautious, and they're saying that most of the general population won't even have access, I think you said this, until the spring of next year, that that is when it's reasonable to expect for that to happen. And to me, I say, wow, so are we going to be pretty much dealing with this for 2 years? Does it look like 2 years? What do you say? Boy, it feels like 2 years already, doesn't it? Is it 2 years already? Are we in 2023? Where are we? It's a shame, isn't it? Think of people that you haven't seen. I mean, think of people like far away, people that you're close to. The, you know, your cousin Joey, you live in outside of L.A., he lives in West Virginia. Yeah, you're not hoofing it there. You're trying to do your side hustle, get your stuff going, keep on keeping on. Then there's no time to, you could have jumped on a plane, had a family reunion, maybe two by now. I think that they're pretty accurate if in the spring or summer, and I'm saying widespread, we're wide open, we're, it doesn't matter if you hug somebody or whatever. I don't see it. I don't see it till the summertime or even into the fall, which I hate to say because I want to be dead damn wrong on this. But with the people that I've talked to, whose opinions I trust, who are well-respected medical people, scientific people, etc., none of them will give me an early date, no matter what I press. Well, I heard this. Well, I said none of them, and that's why they, and they won't come on the show to put themselves stamped as, this is me and the Magic 8-Ball and what I'm saying. They're concerned because, yes, the trials are moving well, but they still have other things that they have to address, and they have to make sure it's safe. So they can't bend to the pressure. And, I mean, that's the thing. Do you, if you want to take the vaccine, because so many people are saying they don't want to take it, if you want to take the vaccine, the best vaccine possibly available, of course you do. Of course you do. All right, let's go to this one. This is from Lenny. Lenny says, hey, Kate, I have to say I listened to Author's Corner and R.D. Shaw, somebody that you had on from outside of London, and you were talking about how much you liked his books, his chronicles, and I picked up the book that you mentioned, the Harker Chronicles, and I cannot put it down. So bravo on that, because I've been looking for a book to read, a book that I can wrap my head around, and Relics was the perfect, perfect one for me, that first book. And I think he's a heck of a writer. Thank you for that. Yes. Here's what I say. Listen, you're burning through Netflix, right? You've already watched Schitt's Creek. You've already watched Ozark, anything else that you can possibly get your hands on. You've watched Mulan with the grandkids from afar. I mean, whatever. So it's bury yourself in a great story. That's what I say. Bury yourself in a great story and get lost in that and feel good instead of feeling that up and down roller coastery thing that you feel. Even the toughest dudes I know are feeling it. They're tired of it. They want to get on planes. They want to go marlin fishing. They want to go blah, 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 X, Y, Z. And there are things you can do, and there are places you can get away to, but it's not the same. It's not. It's not the same. So there is something. So thank you for saying that. There is something about escaping into a good story. Yes. All right. This one from Sam I Am. And Sam says, Kate, I can't believe how this stimulus is getting held up on the Hill. While you have people that a little bit of money, a little bit of point in the right direction will help. If they needed it the first time and now they need it the second time, you can't assume that everybody's lazy and they're just hanging around. Let's just live woohoo on this extra money. It's not even that much money. I think it's that a lot of people had a profession, were good at what they did, cannot replace that profession. And now they have bills coming up. What are you supposed to do? You know what? This is why I say you got to reimagine, reboot, and rethink this whole thing, because you have to block all that negative. What are you going to do when you can't? You can, but treading water doesn't move you forward. So that's where you got to reach out to people, and you got to figure how can I change my current circumstance? What can I do? Who can I work with? What could I do? What could happen? I get it. I mean, think of the airline workers who are going to be out. And that's a lot of paychecks. That's a lot of neighborhoods. That's a lot of spending in a community. To me, it's scary. We're about to go into a really very strange time. That's why I say dark days. We're seeing some of these dark days. And remember, I'm the glass half full talk show host who's trying to give you that kind of flip side, as I use that word a lot, of some of the nonsense that we're hearing, right? All right, let's move on. Let's move on to another one. This one is from Frank. And Frank says, Kate, the California wildfires couldn't be any worse. I have so many friends in California. I'm from there originally. I don't live there now, but I am saddened to see what has happened in Northern California, and I think it's going to get even worse. Yeah, I'm with you. They are talking about that there could be another fire that could turn into a mega inferno, more than 1 million acres, because the weather right now is gusty winds, extreme heat, low humidity. And this is the wine country north of San Francisco. So it could fuel the glass fire, as it's being called, and torch the hills above Calistoga. Not good. Boy, could they use a wicked rainstorm. 70,000 people under evac orders Thursday because of the glass fire. It's only 5% contained. It's burned over 56,000 acres, destroyed 248 homes. Yeah. Let's hope. Keep your fingers crossed. Luckily, the fire community is so tight, so many people have come in to help, but there's only so much you can do before you've tried it all and you've got to get out of wherever you are, etc., because it's just too tight. And that's why people have to be on top of the evac orders. We're evacuating this segment. Mic drop coming up.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
The fast-growing glass fire in California has burned more than 56,000 acres in Napa and Sonoma counties, forcing the evacuation of at least 68,000 people. Wind activity picked up throughout the afternoon. CAL FIRE crews have seen an increase in fire activity throughout many portions of the incident. With wind switching and now coming from the north, the greatest area of concern in Sonoma County is near the Chillon-Annandale State Park. Fire crews are closely watching the fire in that area to keep it from spreading into Kenwood and Glen Ellen. New evacuation orders were issued for Napa County. All of the major indexes on Wall Street closed higher on Thursday. The Dow was up by 35 points, settling at 27,817. The Nasdaq was higher by an even 159 points. The S&P 500 up by nearly 18. This is USA Radio News. White House advisor Hope Hicks has tested positive for COVID-19. She is the closest aide to President Trump to test positive for the virus, spending significant amounts of time with him in the Oval Office and frequently traveling with him. Hicks was on Air Force One Tuesday when Trump and other aides went to the presidential debate in Cleveland, and she was spotted on the plane when the president held a rally in Minnesota on Wednesday. Staffers who are in close contact with the president are tested daily. A White House official said contact tracing has been done and the appropriate notifications and recommendations have been made. It was not immediately clear if Trump plans to self-quarantine out of an abundance of caution. He has events scheduled for Florida and Wisconsin. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell signaled he's open to confirming President Trump's Supreme Court nominee Judge Amy Coney Barrett during an end-of-year lame-duck session. But McConnell has only said publicly that a vote will happen this year and reiterated that he had not yet decided when to hold that vote on the floor. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Don't forget, mic drop moment coming up at the tail end of this hour. Big news, Hope Hicks, very close to the president. One of his confidants, I would call her a counsel to the president. She tested positive for COVID-19. So the president and the first lady have been tested and they are quarantining for now. So this is after a bunch of rallies this past week and, of course, the debate. Speaking of the debate, what happens next? Lots of you say you won't watch the next one. Really, almost 75 million, if you include every possible way to see it, watched the last one, which was the third most watched debate. President Trump and his aides said they would reject any changes to the debate format. Nope, we're not doing it. That's it. We agreed to it. And it's true. They go through a process of agreeing. All sides have to agree way ahead of time. So they're saying we're not going to have this chaotic face off, but he's saying no, we agree to what we agree to, and we're going to do it. So what does that mean? So Joe Biden, who is the Democratic hopeful for president, told reporters on Thursday he is open to changing following the debate where he was cut off and he said talked over. And, Biden's team proposed alterations, including allowing the moderator to mute candidates' mics, having more questions addressed directly to each candidate. So that way, adding opening and closing statements because they cut those out, limiting the free discussion period because that becomes inaudible. That's what happened during Tuesday's debate. But the White House said, no, we're not going to do that. Why would I allow the debate commission to change the rules for the second and third debates when I easily won the last time, is what he put on social media, seriously. And they agree. So, you know, the Commission on Presidential Debates, so you know, what is this entity? What does it mean? Who are they? It's an independent body. Unilaterally, they determine the rules for the exchanges, and it's very big. I mean, it's big when you're in that spot. And they don't need approval from necessarily either campaign to change the terms. But you could, I mean, they go through these hoops of laying it out and having everybody say, okay, that's great, we sign off on that, mm-hmm. And that's the thing. So Trump campaign strategist Jason Miller said this. He said, we do not want any changes to what's been laid out and already agreed to for the second and third debates. We have not asked for any changes. The Biden camp has. And that's it. I mean, that's what he said. Now, if I'm in that role, I would say the same thing. Why would they want to make any changes? He's got the advantage of being the incumbent anyway. And for the Biden people, why wouldn't they argue they need to have changes? So this is nothing that I didn't expect to happen, or you didn't expect to happen. After the caustic first debate caused some outrage, caused calls for change from mostly media commentators and many people who say they don't want to watch the next debates. It was the worst. Chris Wallace told the New York Times, I'm just sad the way it turned out. The next day he said, I'm sad the way it turned out last night. Yeah. So the next one is close. Miami, October 15th, town hall format. Supposedly undecided voters, posing questions. So that changes the dynamic considerably. It does. It changes things. So I think this next one would be a little bit different anyway, versus what happened the first time around. You know, it's all about strategy at this point, because what is the end game? What is the end game? To be at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, either to remain there or to get into 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, become the leader of the free world for Biden. So here was a comment that was thrown in. You know, Trump has advisors. Kellyanne Conway, who left the official White House role, but she's still there in that capacity. Chris Christie, former governor of New Jersey. And they were trying to convince the president to talk less, supposedly, in the next debate and just have a different kind of tone and not be as combative. Do you think he's going to take that advice? I'm going to say, no, that's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. Kellyanne Conway also said her advice to the president is to let Biden speak because he's going to wear himself down. He'll wear himself out. That he's going to bumble and stumble and confuse numbers, etc., and he makes a mess out of it. So I think we're going to hear more about what should the commission do, what would your strategy be if you were in the Biden camp or if you're in the Trump camp. Here's it. This is it. Going for broke. Whatever it is, whatever happens, whatever the polls say, we are now in that red zone. We're in the red zone. to use a football term, which means that there's no messing around at this point. It's full speed ahead. You're going for votes. You're going for broke, period, as to whatever that looks like. Do the debates help, hurt? Are they going to change? Are they going to change anyone's mind? The town hall concept, that's pretty interesting if you truly have undecided people, right? That's it. I mean, you're trying to, you're fishing for votes and you're trying to win states. But I don't think we're going to have a president on election night. I mean, we're not going to have a winner for this one. We'll have a president. And Trump is smart to say, I mean, let's, you know, give it to him, whether you're left of left or wherever you find yourself. I mean, he's smart to say, I'm the president. I'm the president until, you know, January, whatever it is, 20th. Because that's true. But does he stay the president or does Joe Biden jump into the middle of this? Right? Meaning to see clear the board. And some supposedly, and we've read the panels, or not panels, the polls, some of the polls have him ahead by 8 points or so. And part of me gets the polls, understands it, and the other part of me says, well, we've seen polls that have blown up. But you can talk to any pollster, there's a reason why people pay big money to go to people who poll. Because they're looking for a little bit of insight, and that insight is usually dead on. What an interesting couple of weeks. What an interesting couple of weeks that we are in the middle of. Wow. All right, it's a different world. When I say odds and ends, things have changed. The SEALs adopted gender-neutral nouns in their official creed. Somebody asked me about this the other day. So they've changed the wording and the ethos to use those nouns instead of the all-male terminology. So they're going to omit words like brotherhood. They replace that with group of maritime warriors. And the first paragraph of the SEALs ethos says a common man with uncommon desire to succeed, and now is common citizens with uncommon desire to succeed. A Navy Special Warfare spokesperson, a lieutenant commander, this guy Strope, I think his name was trotted out and quoted in the American Military News that they made these changes because the previous statements don't reflect the makeup of the Navy Special War Unit. And I think that's it. I mean, some people are trying to make more of this. I think that's it, whether it feels strange or not. I mean, this is the world we live in, and that's what they're saying. This is reflecting who they are now at this point and has to really represent. And that we continue to do the things that we do, which is develop the culture of tactical and ethical excellence that reflects the nation we represent. I love that line. And that we draw upon the talents of the all-volunteer force who meet the standards of qualification as SEAL or SWCC. To date, no women completed the SEAL or SWCC qualification training pipelines. But I bet somebody comes along in the future. So jumping ahead and reflecting what they're seeing in requests, etc. Pretty interesting. Because that wording had stood for so long. Very long. So an end of what was tradition and into now something that reflects better who is part of the team, right? By the way, quickly, I'm going to say this. The Politico morning consult poll that was released on Thursday shows that most voters still support seeing President Donald Trump and former VP Joe Biden square off in an additional debate. 50% of voters say Biden performed the best. 34% of voters said Trump performed the best in the first debate. 52% of voters said they did not enjoy watching the 90-minute debate. 86 say the candidates were interruptive, both of them, with 71% saying Trump did interrupt more than Biden. Mic drop coming up.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again, now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea helps regenerate new cells. Everything from the cells in our skin to the cells in our organs so they function properly. Great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a disease. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ, based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your four-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hour of the show. Hey, everybody. I started off saying a virtual hug. I give you another one. Imagine. I'm a kind of huggy person. So the pandemic has limited the hugging, right? I was thinking about my friends that are single, and I can't imagine, right? What is that like? A lot of elbow bumping. Let's put it that way. Hey, want to meet for coffee and elbow bump? But that's a story for another time. How about this? Nothing is worse than when you gotta go, you gotta go, and you don't have the right kind of space, if you know what I'm saying, in the water closet to feel comfortable. Imagine if you're risking it all and you are a highly degreed technical juggernaut of an astronaut, and you are there in space, and frankly, you don't have a potty. You know, those are things that boggle the mind, I think, when you start to wonder. Well, that's right, because you've got women that are going to the International Space Station. So what are you doing? What kind of commode can you possibly have? NASA said that they had a $23 million female-friendly toilet that they were going to send to the International Space Station. So did you hear what I said? $23 million toilet. And the thing that happened, though, is it was aborted. This launch of this was aborted less than 3 minutes before liftoff from Virginia's eastern shore. It was supposed to happen on Thursday. Ladies, we're getting the toilet to you. Just hang tight. But once again, the third launch aborted in less than 24 hours for three different U.S. rockets. Will they ever get this expensive but necessary piece of equipment? So to me, the mic drop moment is $23 million for a female-friendly toilet? Wow. Seriously. Right? So now it may end up getting flown to the International Space Station from a different rocket, a different link-up, etc. But it looks like that's going to happen because, yeah, it's been designed. It's already done, and they're getting their expensive sort of space porta potty, and it actually is an upgraded microgravity toilet, is what it is. In all seriousness, and it's something that has been worked on for a long time. How do you get this to work in space? So Northrop Grumman's rocket that was going to take it there, carrying this advanced space toilet that's small and light, I guess lighter than the current ones on the ISS. The new commode is supposed to be more accommodating for women, right? So that's the idea. They're upgrading it. So $23 million now. Wow. And then a second identical one is going to be added to this future deep space crew capsule, Orion. That's NASA planning to send astronauts to the moon using Orion in the coming years. So they're going to have that. And they're traveling deep into space, so it has to be compact, etc. Used to be, I guess, kind of heavy. So they optimized that. They made it 65% smaller and lighter and the littlest thing can screw up a rocket. We know that. So this is, in all seriousness, it's important in so many ways. These microgravity toilets rely on an important thing. Can you imagine what that important thing is? I'm going to just tell you instead of playing a game with you. It's suction. Right? Because that makes sure that the waste produced by the astronauts actually gets pulled into this toilet they designed and doesn't inadvertently float around the crew cabin. And that's what happens. Jeez. It's true. It's a bodily function. It's something you got to think about. $23 million, though. Wow. Doesn't that seem like a lot? What's $23 million compared to, I don't know, $2.2 trillion, $1.5 trillion, $3 trillion, the things that are being discussed with these stimulus packages again and bailout moves and all that kind of stuff. But I still don't see any agreement happening there. So if you were waiting on a stimulus check and thought, I'll spend it locally and save a little bit, you might be waiting for a while, because it doesn't look like all sides agree in any way on what to do there. All right, worth jumping around in a couple of different spots, especially as we close this out for this hour. Like I mentioned, if we jump to sports, here's a quick little nugget for you. Some people are watching sports as a release. Others are arguing that they can't stand the pampered athletes and the politicization of what people are saying. But I'm going to give you some scores. So the Broncos on Thursday night, they picked up the win over the Jets. The Jets are 0-4. The Broncos 37-28. So it wasn't a complete blowout by anybody's stretch of the imagination. Not a complete blowout. We do this thing called Nail the Score, where you call in on our Wednesday into Thursday show. In my first hour, you're listening to me live. If you are and you want to do it, you don't have to know anything about sports. You're picking a winner and giving me numerically what you think this final score is going to be. And I want to clear the prize closet, so even more reasons for you to do it. So the game of the week this time around, for grins I'll tell you, was the Chiefs and the Patriots. That's a big game. It's a big game, for sure. So while the Jets were undisciplined and messy in their loss to the Broncos, they had six personal foul penalties. They imploded eventually, just did not look good for them whatsoever. While that was happening in the NBA, in the NBA Finals, Game 2, the Lakers lead the series 1-0. Of course, coming up Game 2 is on Friday. And somebody asked me the other day, they had me on a talk show in Cincinnati, and they were asking me, did I think this is the last hurrah for LeBron James? You know, does he win out? Does he win? And here's the thing. I think he wins a championship with the Lakers. Is it this one? Very well could be. He's got a lot of young, hungry players around him, and he is Superman. He is the best player right now, I think. One of the best, certainly. Arguably the best in the game. And now that he's getting into his later 30s, it'll be less appealing. I think it'll be less appealing for him to stick around. Let's put it that way, right? Mm. So as we come to a close, COVID-19 deaths and hospitalizations in some area are hitting records. The president is waiting on his tests. Some other areas of the country are doing much better as they roll out a little bit more reopening of some of the restaurants, etc. Wisconsin had its highest COVID-19 related deaths as of this week. They had 27 deaths on Wednesday, 20 more on Thursday. Highest ever number of hospitalizations, more than double they had seen in late August. So it depends on where you are. And leaders in states outside of the great state, even of Wisconsin, are sounding the alarm bells about rising cases that could maybe predict a surge. Boy, let's hope not. Remember, everybody, we're all in this together. Thanks so much to Alex, the technical wizard, for this show. We'll see you again soon.
SuperTea.com. Pouty Arco Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.